No. The emergency fund were required by Missouri law to provide a minimum of 3% of whatever Jones County revenue anticipated budget is going to be. Correct? $24 million is $720,000. So my point there is we're looking at another $300,000 that's not added into the emergency fund that we have to add to that.
The statute's on the blunt union. I think it's of anticipated revenues, not.
Well, that was my question. If it's the total budget, that's a big difference.
Yeah. It's a need to look to make sure which one it is.
And I would like to know that because I think it's a big time amount, and I may be wrong. That at, Rick? 50?
It's in with the budget law then. I couldn't tell you where for sure. I don't think we can look ahead. I should have that on my computer so I can look at that there, I think. Almost positive. Budget is better.
It's 540. Here it is. It says, the commission shall provide in its appropriation order that an amount equal to not less than 3% of the total estimated general fund revenues. And what is the interpretation of revenues? My question about that, Rick, and definitely I want you to help us find that answer. We were always directed that's your total general county revenue budget, regardless of whether it's holdover, it's all part of the same melting pot of funds. If that's the case, we have to stick more money in there. If not, then we don't.
This doesn't add up either, because putting $8 million in there doesn't get me there. I mean, it says we're still off by $6 million. So we're not off by $6 million, are we?
The way it's budgeted right now, you are.
Yes, sure? We are.
Yeah. As I look at it, I can tell you the things that have changed that we're using budget transfers. I think that's about $750,000 or something that we've used in budget transfers as revenue there. I made the list this morning. I forgot. You've got $900,000 in professional services. You've got $5 million in contingency.
But isn't the $5 million part of the $8 million that rolled over?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's why you got to do one or the other. But I'm just trying to think it.
I mean, yeah. We're at $5,876,000 is what we're short. The transfers. Explain to me the transfers. Did we take out one half of the transfer? I mean, we took out the revenue side or just the expense side?
I was asked to take out all the revenue.
But so the revenue and the expense side?
There's no expense. I mean,
okay, so then it wouldn't throw this number off then?
Yes, it would, because those expenses are expenses that are within your payroll.
Okay.
In other words, we've been withholding from the other funds to cover administrative costs of doing business, which to me, how the county got to a point where we were charging other funds $750,000, but we have an office of personnel that handle this that's paid what? $150,000? So it's just not realistic. So I think they've reached out and charged part of the commission, no?
The commission is, there's part of the commission is charged. There's a lot of this, a lot of that amount was actual amounts. And this, again, is something you guys, I don't know how to deal with this because I don't know what you guys are planning to do with sewer. But there's a large number in there that comes from sewer utilities, where we pay their sewer utilities.
Okay, let's do this. let's hypothetically say that sewer's not part of this, which it's not going to be. Sewer's not going to be a part of this, guys. Is that true?
Correct.
So no sewer will be budgeted in this budget. Period.
$3 million will be.
Because that's sales tax, that's capital tax. That's a capital tax.
I think that there probably will be some general county revenue that's going to be budgeted. I don't know what that amount is, Jim.
I think we need to have that conversation because I think that's partly skewing those things so bad.
What they've asked, well, and it may not. Maybe the 180 will cover it, and that's what you're thinking.
And that comes from a sales tax.
I understand.
So it wouldn't be out of the GCR revenue.
No, it's not. The only part of that is the pass-through money of the $3 million. It's the only thing that's going to be connected to us through the sewer department.
Well,
it's sewer tax dollars.
That's ours.
Pass through that arm. It's our money that we're putting in on that.
Right, biosolids.
Yeah.
So here's the question: sewer sales tax money, is it in here?
It's a separate fund.
Okay, it's not part of this either, Danny.
Yeah. But Jim, the sewer. If you look at 134.
Right.
You asked me to get a budget from them, and they requested $302,564.
Okay. So that would come back into our number.
And as Ron said, that's some of that may be things that you really do want to.
Yes, Jim, the possibility is we'll be taking out $302,000 out of general county revenue, up to that much.
Here's a question for you.
Because that's what I figured into their request, was $302,564. Yes.
Rick, I had sent you a question, and since we're on sewer, let me just ask a sewer question so I can clarify. You had sent me an email about salaries that we're billing back against the capital. Is that right? Or where do we get that pay from?
You got that spreadsheet.
Oh,
right. I think it's in here. I think I left it in the spreadsheet.
It's the administrative fees. So we charge against the sewer sales tax. Is that right?
Yes, we do so. Yes, we do. And that's divided out.
I see how you broke down.
Okay, so,
we charge the sewer sales tax $444,000 annually.
No, I think that's a total. Let me find it real quick. Make sure.
I'm sorry, it's 177.
177,979.50. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. So if I was to find... So does Merritt, like for example, I see Mary Thatcher in the treasurer. If I go to her tab, which is what tab is that? What department is that?
She's 106.
If I go to 106, will I see a portion of that taken out then?
Well, no, you won't because it's going to be payroll. We pay Mary and we pay.
So do we have that as revenue then, that 179?
No.
Okay, then how can we not show that revenue to offset that expense?
I just did what you asked me to. I would have put it in there if you hadn't asked.
So last year it was in there?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, I got you now. All right.
What I'm showing...
Right. I didn't know if you... Okay, that makes sense. All
if
right.
You look at the two lines, transfer from sewer and sewer utility...
Where are you looking at?
This is on our revenue sheet.
Okay, I'll go to the revenue sheet.
Okay.
Yes, sir?
It's 177.9 and 266.4. Mm-hmm. And that is 444 almost.
Mm-hmm.
That's a heck of a cry. That's a big difference from 302. That's why I was questioning, Jim, whether or not we might still have to supplement, because I'm not sure 180 is going to cover that.
I see what you're saying.
Let me explain.
But what I don't know specifically is if, in fact, legally, they had the right to utilize the sales tax in the first place. But bear with me for just a second.
Right.
And they still have the right to utilize that sales tax. It doesn't get transferred in here. They just use it. Then the 180 is perfectly going to cover the 177,979.50.
Right.
But I had questions about that back and forth that I'm trying to track. And
I know. So, Ron... This whole conversation started with the fact that you don't know how close do you think we are?
Within, realistically, about $5 million.
So we're $5 million short.
We're short if we go back to the 2011 figures, Jim.
Okay.
What was approved in 2011 with no increases.
You're saying we're $5 million short?
Well,
because I hate to do this, but I'd like to. I'm doing a spreadsheet here that, if I'm doing it right, if I'm making some assumptions, we're $5.8 million short.
I've requested.
Now, bear in mind, what I told you guys that I did, that Rick alluded to, was
transfers
in. And I think Rick said somewhere around 7. I think it's closer to about 1.2 million. So that's 1.2 million of your figure that you have, if in fact we were to put them back.
But here's my question. If we're not... So it sounds like we took out the revenue side, but the expense side stayed in.
Sure, the expense side's always there.
Okay.
We've got the expenses. The question was whether or not we're going to tap other funds to cover them for general category.
Okay.
Are we going to take from R&B? Are we going to take from over here? And are we going to take from over here to pay general county revenue expenses? I would hope we get to the point where we don't have to do that. But that's one of the ways that the county's been getting by.
Okay.
Right, Rick? Is that fair to state at that
point? But on the other hand, I want to make sure you understand the other side of it, too. I mean, I agree. It'd be nice to do that. But right now, my office does a lot of work for Road and Bridge.
Right.
Donna's office probably does a lot of work for Road and Bridge, I would guess. So I mean, it's not that it's not a justifiable expense.
No, and I don't think that Ron was saying that. Saying is, how do we reflect that in a budget? Because really, it's not revenue. And people, I think part of what we're trying to do is make a cleaner, more understandable budget. And so when people see a transfer from Road and Bridge to cover the expenses that you guys do in an auditing, it's not revenue, it's just a transfer of funds. And how do you reflect that so it doesn't look like we've got a windfall of cash?
Now, let me further add to that. The first law that was passed that allowed you to tap any fund for administrative purposes was R&B.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, counties have continued to push for legislation so that they could, in fact, take from other funds because general county revenue couldn't make it.
Right.
The very first sales tax that Taney County passed is not a general county revenue sales tax. It's a sales tax.
We can
use it in general county revenue or in Road and Bridge, either one. Our county commission opted to use it in general county revenue.
Okay.
We rolled back general county revenue levy and a portion of Road and Bridge levy because we were required. It was all tied together.
Right.
Then when we passed the special Road and Bridge Trust Fund sales tax, the commission, even though there was no additional rollback tied, said, we will roll that back to zero if you pass this. That's what they told the voters. So a good portion of monies that are due and owed, we should be providing those services to those other funds because we could be placing sales tax within those funds to operate, but we're not doing that from the first half cent sales tax.
Right.
I can't say that for the sewer district. I can't say that for all the other funds. Sheriff's Fund, RBT. I mean, we were even billing Road and Bridge X thousands of dollars because the sheriff patrols roads.
Right.
I mean, we were.
That's exactly true.
Right.
And Jim, I don't think we can present this so that everyone would be able to understand it. I think we can make it simpler, and we can do a citizen-centric report to take care of that. But I kind of like the way that it is set up right now, and obviously the audit that we had before, like the way we had it set up right now. But, I mean, you know, we can do it. I'm serving with you and want to make you guys.
What I'm hearing, where we're at, is that just taking bits and pieces of what you guys are saying, you'd like to go back at the budget request of 2011.
Well, not that I'd like to. I'm just stating that if we did that, it gives you a quick snapshot of where we sit with anticipated revenue, that it's constructed right now.
Here's where I'm headed with this. We got within if we took the 2011 request, we were still over somewhere around $500,000, right? We didn't balance the budget last year. We were over about $500,000.
I don't remember any happening. No, I think we even ended up $1 million last year. I'm not sure.